So, immorality, maybe fornication, when you sleep with somebody before marriage, adultery, when in English we restrict it to the time you sleep with somebody who are married, but you're sleeping with somebody who is not married, or both of you are married and you're sleeping with somebody who is not your spouse. But we have also included masturbation, when you are sleeping with yourself, homosexuality, when you are sleeping with somebody outside God's rules, even if you marry them in a church, it will still be against God's rules, and that is included there. It is also pornography, when you want to enjoy sex by looking at other people having sex or naked or whatever, then is a wide subject. But all of it, we are including it because of the way the New Testament upgraded what adultery is. It is anything that causes your mind to think about having sex. It is lasting over sex with somebody else. And I think it will be then important for us to understand thou shalt not commit adultery. It's something we must struggle with in the mind. But as we finish this particular commandment, my understanding of it is that it's related to the other one of murder, valuing human life. It means that you must value the other person to allow them the independence. It means rape is evil because you are not valuing their gender, their sexuality. If you value it, then it means you take a process that will, in other words, you don't jump onto somebody, you don't meet somebody and have sex with them. There is a process that will lead to marriage. And that means you have to learn how to hold yourself, how to hold your vessel until the right time. It means if you're on a trip away from your wife, you manage yourself, you manage your sex drive until you are back to your wife or to your husband. It really is calling for discipline in our relationship with the people of the opposite sex. It means we have a management of our sexual drive so that it brings glory to God.